Okay, I'm here with Quentin Snyder's dad, Scott. What's it like for this process to be completely over?
It's a relief. I mean, you know, we kind of went through it pretty fast. We didn't feel like dragging out to the spring. We'd already been through the process a little bit when he was younger. We were already going to visit campuses and, you know, having started to build a relationship with coaches when Louisville offered, and we kind of jumped on it. So as he committed before his sophomore season, things changed. As it got closer, it kind of, you know, it didn't seem like it was the right fit. So we kind of talked about it. He decided to open it back up.
Mm-hmm.
The day he opened back up, we started getting calls nonstop for probably the last 6 weeks. I mean, The first two or three days were really crazy. Then we kind of started narrowing it down a little bit. And, you know, it's a relief to be over. It's almost, I mean, and like Coach said, we did a lot of work on it. We made sure we looked at different schools, looked at different playing styles, looked at the coaches. We went so far as to kind of Google some of the assistant coaches who we knew would be working him out and look at things like that.
Yeah.
So.
What did you see in Coach Gross, like, as a family?
As a family, he just, like Quentin said, he just seemed like a real good family man. He seemed honest and upfront. I asked him some tough questions, and he gave me some tough answers. He didn't try to, you know, BS us or anything like that. He was just truthful with everything he said, you know. And then, you know, the other thing I noticed about him is when Quentin said he hung out with the players, he asked the players about him. They said the way he's acting around you guys right now is the way he really is. There's nothing. He's not giving you all a fake performance to try to get you here, and then he changes when you get here.
Yeah.
And to Quentin, that was really, really big. That's one of the main things he talked about when he got back.
So you came back and you did the two in-homes, one with Coach Gross, one with Coach Alford. Was that kind of the final decision of let's meet with him one more time?
Yeah, because Quentin liked both of them a lot. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like, you know, once he did it, once we looked at him, the thing that Coach Gross did that really did it for me was he didn't just say, we're going to put the ball in your hands, we're going to run, and you're going to be our guy. He said, here's what we're going to do. And then he showed us film of actual things he had done, some of them with some of the guys he had at Illinois, some with DJ Cooper from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, we're coming on the break. You know, we have a 2-on-2, 3-on-3. He said, we can't get the basket of pulling it out. We're going to have somebody come and set a pick, and we're going to attack it a second time before the defense gets to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then he shows us videos of where he's done it. So it wasn't like he's just throwing stuff out there,
right,
and you got to kind of imagine what is in your mind. He gave us very good visuals and was real detailed on how he was going to not only run his offense, but also how he planned to develop Quentin over the next, you know, over his first year.
Yeah.
Kind of lay out, here's what he do the first 2 months, here's what he'll be the next 3 months, and then just laid the whole thing out. Real, just so much detail about it is what really kind of got me over on their side a little bit.
So as a, you know, are you happy that he's going to be close? Was 3.5 hours
yeah,
of Champaign,
I mean,
you can get to Bloomington.
I mean, the distance may have played a little bit, not a lot, because, I mean, I'll go to games on Saturdays when I can, you know, with the same with L.A. I would have watched them on TV and flew out there when I can.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, as far as, you know, with the Big Ten Network, I can watch him on TV and then just ride out there on the weekends, maybe hang on the weekends with him, you know, every other weekend or, you know, every 3 weeks, whatever it is, you know, go out there and watch some games. I also like the fact that the Big Ten Conference is going to rotate back and forth from Chicago and Indianapolis, because that's something we'll probably go to as a family every year and watch him play and try to enjoy that also.
Mm-hmm. One more question. Did you give it a sleep on it day after the two visits? Maybe Wednesday is a decision day and then?
Oh, I actually woke up Tuesday night about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of because, you know, laying in bed, thinking about, I fell asleep for a little bit. I woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning with all the different things just kind of racing in my head, thinking I couldn't go back to sleep. So I went to work yesterday just on about maybe 3 or 4 hours sleep, thought about it, got home last night, relaxed a little bit, and thought about it again. We talked a little bit last night, and then this morning I was like, you know, what do you want to do? And he's like, I want to go ahead and get it over with. And one thing we didn't want to do is I know Tyler is a – going to do his tomorrow.
Yeah.
People don't realize this, but Quentin and Tyler are very good friends.
Okay.
They've been friends since they were little kids. They used to play when Tyler was in Ohio. Quentin played for an Ohio-based team. They would go against each other in AAU when they were like 9, 10 years old.
Sure, sure.
And so, you know, we wanted Tyler to have his spotlight, and we thought today would be a good day for Quentin to come out and do his,
gotcha,
too. So.
Well, congratulations that all right. It's all over, and good luck at Illinois.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks.